According to Senator Al Simpson, drug kingpins are really our current merchants of death. And when they get tangled up in drug-related murders, juries should be allowed to lay capital punishment on them. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, those who commit hideous crimes upon other persons are a peril to civilized society. I strongly favor legislation that would call for the death penalty for anyone who, in the course of an organized drug crime, intentionally kills a law enforcement officer in the line of duty. Sure, the law would have to include safeguards, have an advance notice of the intention to seek the death penalty, and it would be imposed only by unanimous vote of a jury. Our fine law enforcement officials deserve the full protection of the Constitution and the law, too. Ready to help, Ted? Or do you just plan to send them into this tough battle with your usual solution, just a fistful of dollars?
Al, it takes more than the death penalty to cover up 8 years of failed Republican policies on drugs. No one's fooled by your right-wing PR gimmick. This election year crusade for capital punishment is demagoguery, Al. But I suppose someone in your party has to put a fig leaf over the administration's scandalous dealings with General Noriega. The death penalty is no answer to crime. It never has been, and it never will be. Virtually all civilized democracies recognize that truth and have abolished capital punishment. Any government or society that puts people to death is only brutalizing itself. If we're serious about a war on drugs, Al, let's crack down on foreign governments in cahoots with drug traffickers. Let's strengthen the Coast Guard and use the armed forces where necessary. Let's provide more aid to state and local law enforcement and more funds for education and treatment for drug abuse. The death penalty won't help, Al, but these steps just might. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.